episode number 158, gearing up for the big summit.
Coming to you almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Welcome back, everyone, for another great episode of the Camaro C28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
And we are less than 1 week away from the summit and the Indy event.
Honestly, I'm pretty damn excited about it all.
Oh, yeah. Less than a week away. We'll be hitting the road here in 4 days.
4 days.
Make the trek up to Indy?
Down.
Down. That's right. Yeah. Michigan.
Close
down
enough. Yeah. Well,
I've never been there before, so this will be my first time in Indianapolis. Been to Indiana before, just never as far down as Indianapolis.
I've been to Indianapolis, but I didn't really see the sights or anything like that, so it's going to be cool.
Yeah.
Let's do the quick rundown. Obviously, that's going to be the first thing we're going to talk about. Talk about some pics and video that were released. And, of course, we got emails and voicemails.
Galore.
A lot.
Yeah.
Which is cool, because that's what we've been pretty much begging for 158 episodes. So now we're starting to get them. And it's cool, because we love addressing them. A little bit more about that, but fasten your seatbelts. This one might run long. There, I'm getting comfortable. So anyway, starting off, the summit.
Summit. We're going to leave here Friday morning?
Thereabouts, yeah. Yeah, I've pretty much ready to go.
We're pretty much heading right to the hotel.
Yeah.
And right to the room and setting up the summit.
Yeah, and just for those who need a recap or who are tuning in for the very first time, the big Indy event is this weekend, the big Camaro and Firebird Indy Bash 08.
Yep.
Long and short of it, tons of Camaros, tons of Firebirds, tons of enthusiasts. Camaros, 2010 Camaros will be there, at least pre-production, maybe even an Ivor car for all we know. It's going to be great. While you're there, swing on by the Camaro Z28.com Summit Friday night at the Monaco Room at the Host Hotel.
From 6 to 12.
Well, 7.
7.
7 to 12. Doors open at 7.
Okay.
Space is limited, but you don't need to sign up, and you don't need to be a Camaro Z28.com member. So, you know, bring your friends and whatnot. There's going to be a cash bar. There's a restaurant if you want to go grab some munchies. We're going to have guest speakers. Scott Settlemyer, Cheryl Pilcher, and John Fitzpatrick are scheduled to be there, along with some other special guests.
And the best thing, too, we're giving away free stuff.
We got, you know, I was going through my stuff in my storage room, because I always have like a goodie giveaway storage area, and I just got a lot of stuff. It's about time I give it away.
Just unload it all?
Yep, and it's going to be free. You know, when you come in, you get a raffle ticket. End of story.
Yeah.
Among other things, too, I got some freebies to give away for everybody. It's going to be cool. It's going
to
be a great event. It's just
for
socializing, and then there's going to be some light Q&A with the Camaro team. We can't get too heavy because that's supposed to be saved for the big banquet the next night, which we encourage everybody to be at. And also, we've got David Hamburger from SLP, good friend of mine, too. I've known David for years, and he can probably do a little bit more on the heavy Q&A as far as what SLP's got involved.
Nice.
And we're working on some other folks, too. They may be bringing some additional special guests. The bottom line is you guys need to be there.
Absolutely. I can't wait to get things rolling there. Being able to put more faces to the board names and stuff like that. I mean, last year when we did the summit here in Detroit, I was able to meet a lot of people. A lot of people from out of town came in, you know.
Yeah,
from,
it was pretty cool.
Down south in the Carolinas and Indiana, Kentucky, they made it up here to Michigan. So that was a lot of good times there.
We got some guys from Texas.
Oh.
Of course, then again, you know, maybe half of Texas are going to show up because they don't have anywhere to hang out.
Oh, boy.
Poor guys. Hey, anybody listening down there who's underwater, good luck to you.
Yeah.
I started a little-known feature on CamaroZ20.com is social groups.
Yes.
You know, and we're just kind of easing into it. We started one for the summit attendees, and there's 36 members shown up so far. Those are the ones that just opted in. I think we're going to be at capacity. Our room is going to hold 100 people, and that's it.
Right, because if those 36 people bring a guest.
or
two. Yeah, that's capacity right there.
I know Charlie, Z28 Forever, he's going to be bringing like 10 of his buddies from his car club.
Really?
Yep. And the interesting part was when I was making the arrangements, I didn't tell you this earlier, I was talking to the guy. The Host Hotel seems to be really accommodating, and he was saying, hey, did you guys want a bigger room? Because we got one that opened up, but we wouldn't even charge you anymore. We already told everybody it's going to be in the Monaco room.
Oh.
So it just screw everything up. You know, maybe, I don't know. We just have them put a sign out in front of the Monica room and say it was moved to the other room.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe. But you'll be informed. Don't worry. Yeah. Just be there Friday night. Holiday Inn North at the Pyramids. 7 p.m. is when doors open.
Space is limited. Can't wait.
It's going to be awesome. Get to finally meet some of you folks.
Yes.
So I guess this is our last mentioning of it before it actually happens.
Right, because next week when we do the podcast, it'll be when we just got back from the show. So we'll probably have a whole thing to talk about.
That episode's going to suck because we're going to be tired.
Yeah. The long drive home and all that good stuff.
Yeah. So I guess I can't think of anything else other than to tell people where to find information and on the actual summit and the indie event itself. All you got to do is head over to the message board and go to the very first forum and look for the thread called CamaroZ28.com Summit 2008 Official Thread.
And, of course, I'll have it linked up in the show notes as well.
Like you
I
got it.
Every week.
You got it. Anything else on that?
No.
I guess we'll sign that one off.
And we'll see you guys at the summit, at the event.
And the indie event. It's going to be great.
Right.
I expect some cool stuff to happen.
God, I hope it doesn't rain. With all this hurricane remnants and whatnot. Oof. It's just been raining nonstop here. So hope we have a good weekend.
Yep. We'll see you there.
Yeah.
All right. Ready to move on?
Let's move on.
All right. What's next?
I don't know.
Let me look at my rundown. Oh, new pictures of the 2010 Camaro SS.
Yeah, they released more, finally, with different angles of shot. Didn't see any interior pictures, though. You know, we got some from the front, the back, the top. They look pretty good. All the silver car. The SS. Now, is that the car that's going to be in the Christian Slater TV show?
I don't think so, because the one that's in the Christian Slater show used to be black.
Used to be black?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think this
But it is an SS.
In the Christian Slater show?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I sure as heck hope so.
I was just curious about that.
Yeah. Yeah, new pics, man. Looks good.
Yeah. They're all linked up in the gallery. Just go to CamaroZ28.com/gallery and take a look at all of them. They're right there.
While you're there, you're going to see some Bomb Hunter from the message board. Did some really awesome photoshops. He pretty much photoshopped pretty accurately, I would think, every color available, the 10 colors available, plus a couple bonus ones with the stripes on them.
Oh.
And it's in there in the gallery, too. You can't miss it.
It's all me, man.
Well, I had him photoshop my color and stripe combination.
Oh, did you?
That I'm going to get. Yeah. I didn't put it up in the gallery, though. I might have put it in my personal photo gallery, but you guys are going to have to hunt to find it.
Mm, can't wait.
No big deal. So along with that was the video.
Oh, that was cool.
I can't believe people were griping that the sound sucks. Well, I guess I can, but I can't because I did mention it's raw footage.
It's just a raw footage video.
Kind of what they filmed before they did post-production.
It was wicked, though, watching it whip around the track there, and then you have the ZR1 come up there, too. That was nice.
The ZR1 did sound good. You could hear that. If you guys haven't seen it yet, it's this video that is raw footage of Camaro SS playing with the new ZR1. Kind of cool. Big dog, little dog, I guess. I don't know. Just head over to videos.camaroz28.com and you'll see it. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Chris, I bet you're going to link to that in the show notes, aren't you?
Oh, you betcha.
All right.
Okay. What else we got going
we
on
got,
here?
Well, I'm afraid to deal with this.
Yeah.
We got a flood of emails and voicemails.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with this, man. More people willing to call in or what? But
and that's not a complaint.
No, absolutely not. You know?
We're actually thinking about making it so we can...
We might have to start stockpiling some of these because, you know, if our show is going to be nothing but voicemails and emails, we're going to have to start spreading them out.
It's no big deal. Yeah. People did say they wanted them to run a little longer than they did. So.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I guess, how do you want to...
Let's do a couple emails and we'll do a couple voicemails and we'll just switch back and forth and we'll let people know how they can contact us.
All right. I'll start.
Okay, go ahead.
I got this one right here ready. It's a quick and easy one. This one comes from Rutledge. Oh, boy. Rutledge R. Webb, Jr.
Okay.
Broker associate. Does the new Camaro have the stiffest body structure GM has ever built? Several years ago, it was fashionable for manufacturers to talk about how much stiffer a new model was compared to the previous generation. Is GM going to tell us how much stiffer the fifth gen is compared to the fourth gen? It's a pretty interesting question.
Yeah, it is an interesting question because this is a brand new architecture that they're putting the Camaro on.
I don't know if they used... Do they still use body stiffness and rigidity as a selling point?
I haven't heard that used in advertisements in quite a few years.
Yeah. But listen, we don't have an answer for that. It appears that you're in South Carolina, so we'd like to have you make it from South Carolina to Indianapolis this weekend so you can ask that question yourself. But if you cannot, I'll try to cover that while I'm there.
Okay.
And see, and you know, because there is a thread going on in the 2010 forums specifically for people who are not able to make the indie event but do have a question that they would ask if they were there. So I'll actually post this one there myself for you if you haven't already. And we'll see if we can get an answer for that in a future podcast. And if we forget, just call in and remind
us. Yeah, we can do that for you.
So thanks for the email on that one. Chris, you got one?
Yep. Let me pull one up here. This comes to us from... Oh, boy, they didn't sign it.
Mm-hmm,
but
okay.
Their email address is... doesn't really make sense. All the Sethning Isthi? Okay. I don't know. Oh, it's Bluebird from the boards.
Oh,
dude, what is up with your email address? Anyways, still loving the podcast, and I'm looking forward to the new Camaro. I don't want to get too political, but what do you guys think of the economy situation? I'm hearing of banks being closed and people saying that we're in a recession with a depression in the future. What do you guys think? Well, you're right. We really don't like to get into politics here.
Nope.
But... I mean, looking at the state of the economy right now, and when you have to, when you look at the economy, you have to look over several years. Okay,
I'm going to go get a cup of coffee.
I'm just going to touch this real quick.
All right.
I think there are certain parts of the country that are in recession. Michigan definitely being one of them. We've been hit hard here because of the manufacturing and the automotive jobs. They're just going away. Everything's moving overseas. So, I mean, there's certain parts of the country. I don't think we're heading into a depression. I mean, if you look at the definition of a depression, it has to be, I think it's a recession of 5 years and the GDP significantly lower every single year. Therefore, I don't think we're going into a depression.
I would hope that enough was learned about the Great Depression to avoid it at all costs.
Oh, of course.
And I use the term all costs in a very poor fashion there, I understand. Ignorance is bliss, and if somebody, people might say, think that what I'm about to say is ignorant, but I just want to just throw out there, I always try to find a solution in everything if I can. At least I try. The one thing about America is that we don't just lay down and die. Yep. You know, and so if things are looking crappy, I don't think words are going to define what we are in. And I don't think that our word should define what we're going to do. We should just do it.
Yeah.
You know, buckle down, you know, do what we got to do. And I know that's very vague and kind of almost like, you know, something that a football coach would say just to inspire pep. But I just don't think that this is anything that's, you know, we've dealt with worse and we're going to make it better.
Yep.
One way or another, we got to.
Absolutely.
If we don't, we're going to wind up cannibalizing each other. And Chris, you're looking mighty tasty.
God.
Got any ketchup? interesting email, and we do try to, you know, cover all aspects.
Yeah.
Thanks for the info on that, Chris. Is that it? Did I cut you off?
Yeah. No. Okay. No. That's good. All right.
Yeah. Thanks for that. That's a good one. Just real quick before we move on.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's concerned about the impact on the Camaro.
Uh huh.
I don't think that the Camaro is hurt or going to be hurt initially by the current economic state. I don't think that because I think that there's, you know, it's not meant to be a single family car. It's not meant to be your daily driver all the time.
Right.
For, you know, if it happens, it happens. Good. It's cool that you can make it out to be. I think the sales of the Camaro the first year are going to be fine because everybody wants it.
Right.
And everybody who can afford one will probably get one if they want it. Other people are going to have to wait a year or two. And I think the economy should, I'm hoping,
will be
around.
It'll
be
picking back up.
So, Camaro content for your ass.
There you go.
I have to beep that out. Anyway, you want to do a voicemail?
Yeah, let's do a voicemail.
All right.
Hey there, Chris and Jason. This is Loveson calling from Montreal again, the supporter of the good old Camaros20.com, super podcasts, and all of its strippers involved. Wink, wink. I just wanted to give you guys a few little opinions about some stuff that unfortunately is racking my brains about the little Camaro world we have. Just to make a little note there, I don't know why I never got an email notification from ChevyNation.com. I put my name on the list like everybody else. I never got any news from them and didn't even get a humble email mentioning our great launch on the July 21st, that famous Monday. They didn't even mention to me that, you know, we were going to get that launch and how big that news was going to be about that humble garage entrance of that red RS. I thought GM could have done a bit more fireworks for something of that situation, but they didn't. Just wanted to say, I don't know if you guys are the only ones that kind of accepted, but I'm really sad to see the difference between an SS and RS. I mean, my Camaros, each one stands out because it's the high end of what model it is. And an SS and an RS, that you have to really look at them side by side until maybe the aftermarket gets into it. I you know, for me, the SS should scream, I'm going to kill Mustangs, and it just looks like an RS. I don't know about that. And if and when I get my 2011 or 12, I'm going to make sure I fill in that mail slot as fast as possible with some fiberglass and putty because it doesn't work for me. Sorry, I can't make it to the summit, guys. I really wish I could. I know I'm going to run out of time, and we'll hook up with you guys for some other events or for next year. We're going to do something in Detroit, I guess, when the car comes out of its shell. So keep up the great work, guys. I will see you soon. And I haven't lost faith in GM yet. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Wow.
Super voicemail.
Oh, geez.
We got a lot of points to run down here.
Before we even get into that, our friend Loveson sent us a couple more pictures of his friends. Chris, you're going to link
our fine Canadian friend.
Yep.
On CamaroZ28.com.
That's right. We do cater to our Canadian friends. Good beer, good hockey, good friends.
That's right.
We're bummed that you're not going to be able to make the summit.
I know.
And we were hoping you would bring friends. Chris, you'll link him in the show notes.
Yeah.
Whole lot of stuff going on here. First of all, I didn't always get my emails from Chevy Nation either.
That's true. I did. Mm-hmm. You didn't.
Right. So when Chris gets one, he has to send it to me just to make sure I got it. So
weird.
Don't know about that, but you know what? If you don't get the email, just check good old CamaroZ28.com. That's where the real shizzle happens anyway.
Yeah.
More fireworks for the RS entrance.
Yeah.
We agree.
Yes.
I have a personal little bit of a, I don't want to use the word complaint, but I have a criticism or two in a constructive manner about that I'll just keep to myself. I just think it could have been more.
Yeah.
All the way around. It could have been more. It should have been more. SSRSSSRSSS. Yeah, the difference is less slight than what you'd think once you see them side by side in person, but yes, we agree.
Yeah.
It could be a little bit more, but whatever GM doesn't provide the aftermarket, we'll certainly do so.
Of course.
And the mail slot. Don't get
personally,
us,
don't get I us. Like the mail slot.
I like the mail slot, but yeah. It looks
seems
nice.
Like the people are one on one side of the fence or the other. Yeah. Either they love it or they hate it.
I don't hate it enough to fill it in, but I hate it enough to know that it's there. I don't know. I mean, first fourth gen Camaros, the LT1 fourth gen Camaros, they had two mail slots or sort of.
Well, yeah.
And they were non-functional.
Right.
But I guess they were also weren't near as prominent. It actually looked like something just decorative instead of something that might
be functional.
It alludes to being functional. Got to live with it, gang.
Like you said, we'll see what the aftermarket can do.
That's right. You got another, how many more of these things do we have?
A bunch.
Okay, go. And that's not a complaint.
Hey, guys. It's Rick Furnival calling from Virginia, Mudbone on the board. I got three things to talk about. Probably oughtn't to hit all three in one, but let's give it a shot. First thing is, I'm sorry I can't come to the Camaro Summit. I really did want to come, but unfortunately my son is in college and his dorm room wasn't ready in time, so we got to go down and move him out of the hotel room into the dorm that very weekend. My wife already put the big magic marker to the Camaro Fest that I'd written on the calendar, so I won't be coming, and I'll definitely be thinking about what's going on up there. The next thing is wanted to talk about the Camaro versus the Corvette. I've been thinking about getting a Corvette for a long time, and I've been sitting around here waiting for the Camaro to come out, and I keep thinking, oh, I could go ahead and get a C6, and it would be way cool, but I keep wondering about the Camaro to the C6, and I just wanted y'all to talk about that a little bit. And the last thing is, kind of bust on Chris's chops here. I've noticed in the last probably month or so that Jason is doing all the talking on the podcast. You're just getting to be like Ed McMahon there, Chris, and you need to bust out and get back into it, dude. Anyway, that ought to give you all something to talk about. Have a good one, and have a great time at the IndyFest. Bye.
Thanks for that email, Mudbone. I'm sad you're not going to be able to make it to the Camaro Summit.
Is it okay that I talk now?
Yeah.
It's okay. Yeah, I'm sad to hear you.
Okay, now shut up. That's funny.
Good.
I can specifically address his concern about the Corvette C6 versus the Camaro.
Good, because I talk too much.
Because I have a Corvette C6 that I bought almost 3 years ago now. It's a 2006.
Has it been that long?
Yeah, I bought it in December 2005.
And how many miles are on it?
Just over 2,000.
You're worse than I was.
I know. The reason why I bought the Corvette was because there was no Camaro. And the Camaro was still, at that point, 4 years away. So here we are. I'm coming up on 2009. I've had my Corvette for almost 3 years now. I am going to happily trade it in for a new Camaro. Don't get me wrong. The C6 is a wonderful car. I love it. It's a great handling car. The interior is top notch. I love it. But I'm a Camaro guy. And for some reason, there seems to be a stigma associated with a Corvette. And I've heard this more than one time. Are you one of those guys? Are you one of those Corvette guys? I just don't fit. I just don't fit that mold. I just really don't.
I agree.
And I think the new fifth gen Camaro is better than the C6.
Wow, that's a bold statement.
Yes, better.
You know what I think the Camaro has that the Corvette doesn't, and this is, of course, opinion.
A back seat.
Well, I think it might. It can be treated more like another person. You can have an opinion that it's almost like another person. A Corvette stands on its own because it is a Corvette and a phenomenal vehicle that it is, but it also is more of a vehicle in my mind.
Right.
The Camaro's, it's my Camaro instead of my Corvette. Right. That is a freaking Corvette. Camaro, I don't know. It's kind of hard to explain. It's hard to put it into words.
Yeah, it's two different vehicles.
Yeah, and I'd love to have a Corvette. I really would, and maybe someday I will, but like you, I'm a Camaro guy.
Exactly.
What else did he talk about? Oh, yeah.
It busted on me about not talking enough.
Well, that's not his fault, though. That's my fault, because I kind of dominate things sometimes. In fact, if you could just see us in the podcast, probably about, three times I'll have to stop and lean away from the microphone and do like this rolling motion with my fingers going, Chris, go ahead and take it from here. I've been talking too much. It's just my personality.
I hope that helps you out there.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to cut me off right there?
Yeah, I'm going to cut you right off, so be quiet.
All right. What do you want to do next? Another email?
We've got a couple more emails, a couple more voicemails, but why don't you tell everybody how they can get a hold of us if they want to send another email or another voicemail.
Without further ado.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
All right, real quick.
Yeah.
We told you this is going to be long. Comes from Tim Damiano. Chris and Jason, I am so bummed that I won't be able to attend the summit. What the hell is wrong with you people? Jeez.
Everybody's sending us their condolences because they can't come to the summit.
Well, you know what? We're going to send them ours when it's over, because it's going to kick butt.
Yeah.
Sounds like it would be great to go to. Too bad you won't be doing anything like that over here on the West Coast. I'd definitely attend. Hey, wish we could. But,
yeah.
We're just kind of following GM's deal, really. Just want to let you know, I ordered my first diecast yesterday. I'm really liking the look of the Series 3, and I think I might have to go search eBay for Series 1 and 2 since you were sold out. I guess it's too late to jump on the bandwagon for those. I'll totally be looking forward to Series 4. I agree with the emailer from the last episode about worries from seeing the gauges. I am not exactly too tall at 6 foot, but I found that in a few cars I've drove, I run into that problem. The worst one is a Contour. The steering wheel blocked the entire gauge panel, not just the Speedo, like mentioned in the Trailblazer. The wheel on my girlfriend's Honda cuts off the top of the Speedo intact, so it's not so bad. At least my third gen doesn't do that, and I hope that my future fifth gen doesn't either. Hard to tell. Maybe we'll figure it out this weekend, but since you can't be there...
Yeah.
Anyway, an interesting sighting for me. I was flipping through USA Today, and the money section was an article that had the fifth gen convertible as the headline picture, talking about baby boomers as the main target for the convertible. The Camaro was mentioned in the article, as well as along with future verts like Mustangs, Lexus IS, and the VW Eos, or something along those lines. It was a pretty good picture, even though it was in black and white. Definitely nice to see the fifth gen in national newspaper. Anyway, keep up the good work. I'm looking forward to receiving my first CZ28.com diecast. Well, thanks for ordering the diecast.
Yeah.
The previous ones, I know that R&D Speed still has Series 2 left. Really? Series 1 has been sold out a long time ago. I think R&D Speed only still has some because I think they forgot that they had them, and they threw them back up. I believe there's a free shipping deal going on right now in the supporting vendor index.
Nice.
My word of advice to everybody listening out there is that you're going to be in the same boat that our friend Tim here will be. If you don't get your hands on the Series 3 that's available for pre-order right now, because with what's coming up around the bend, you're going to want to back collect like what Tim is doing here. Just go to CZ28store.com, pre-order yours. It keeps me happy and it'll keep you happy too. How's that? Next.
Okay. We got another email here. Comes from Clean on the board.
All right.
Hey guys, Clean here from the message boards. I'm wondering if anything ever became of the Camaro Z28.com special edition Camaro idea that was kicked around about a year ago. It sounded like an intriguing idea when it was first discussed and seemed to have at least a chance of seeing the light of day someday. Also, are you guys in fact working on an approved dealer list or a supporting dealer network or something similar? I've got a few guys I can recommend if you're interested. I know in the Corvette internet world, there are supporting dealers that enjoy great reputations and are a great resource for potential buyers that are stuck with uninformed, uninterested, or otherwise clueless local dealers. Lastly, I'd like to make a request. If possible, could you guys watch the language on the podcasts? I've saved up several weeks' worth of shows to listen in the car on a recent long drive with the family, but had to turn it off after more than one expletive got dropped on five-year-old ears. These things are fun to listen to on the road, and it would be appreciated if they could make a bit more family-friendly. If not, that's cool, but I thought I'd ask. Keep up the great work. Clean.
You want to address the last issue first?
Okay. Oops.
Sorry.
I guess we don't realize we're doing it.
It's such a free-flowing thing. It's almost like two
usually
guys
like, you
chatting,
know,
you know.
If there's like an F-bomb or something dropped, that gets beeped
out. The words that start with A and S, I guess we bleep them out in the future.
Yeah, or we just won't.
We'll just be careful about it. But, you know, we always appreciate any feedback.
Yeah, of
like
course.
That, or any constructive criticism on that. Sorry about...
we don't do it to be gratuitous.
No, we just do it because it's like we're... It's almost like we're having a conversation over
like
coffee.
You know,
and it just happens. We'll try to be a little more conscious of it. Thanks. What else did he want to know about?
He wants to know about the special edition Camaro Z28.com Camaro idea that was being kicked around a year ago. Yeah, it was just that. It was an idea kicked around. Wouldn't it be cool?
Well, I was really serious about it because I was doing contract website development and marketing for a company that could have done it. I'm no longer with that company full-time anymore. So I think it's kind of been pushed by the wayside. Not to mention, let's be honest, I'm just a web guy.
Yeah.
Then there's a lot of companies that already have the jump on me guaranteed.
Yeah.
In fact, go to SEMA this year if you can make it, and you'll probably see
big show this
however,
year. However, yes,
I will be indeed making. I don't want to use the word emblems, but you know the necessary accoutrements for the ever famous Camaro STFU edition.
Oh, good.
Don't say that in front of your kids. They're clean. Dad, what's STFU? It means nothing. It means shut the front door.
Yeah. He also wants to know if we're working on an approved dealer list.
Funny you should mention, my friend.
I know.
I don't want to use the word approved, but we are and have been for the past kind of a while working on a dealer program that we're getting ready to kick off near the end of this year, trying to put potential buyers in touch with what's going to be the right
reputable
dealers.
Yes.
Right. We are going to strongly encourage MSRP in this listing.
Or below.
More to come on that in the future. We're going to make a big deal out of this, so you're not going to miss out.
Absolutely,
for sure.
Yeah.
Clean, if you have some recommendations for good dealers, please email them directly.
Yeah, send
to me,
them on.
Jason at CamaroZ28.com, and I'd be happy to look into it and appreciate the kick.
That does it for all the emails.
Wow, good stuff, guys. Keep them coming.
We've still got a couple more voicemails here.
A couple more?
Yes,
we fired off. All right, I love them. No, this is good. This is good.
Oh, that.
Okay.
that was it?
That was it. Here, in case you missed that,
I'll
play it again.
I'm sitting here and I missed it.
Oh, that.
Let me do that one more time. Just
okay. All right.
Oh, that.
Are they saying, what was that?
The answer, my friend, is Tuesday.
Okay. Next.
You got another voicemail?
Hey, guys. It's Bear.
Oh, God.
I guess I could say I saw my first fifth gen in person. I was an extra for Transformers 2 out here in
southern New Mexico here. They're filming on base, and they had that 2011 Corvette Stingray concept and the new Bumblebee out there, and that was really stunning, even just to see that car in person. Yeah, it was kind of chopped up. Yeah, it's a prop car, but it was amazing just seeing that thing in person like that with that yellow. It's a beautiful car. I can't wait to see the updated version, the actual production model. But, yeah, I looked on it. You know, you could tell it has hubcaps in it and it's fake rotors and all that, but it was amazing. It was a really beautiful car. So, yeah, I just figured I'd hit you guys up. So just watch out for me in Transformers. I'm the dorky blonde guy sitting next to Therese. So, all right, later.
Very cool.
Say the best one for last, I would say.
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. You know, pictures maybe. Hey, you know, or they probably confiscated everything.
Yeah,
sure, but
signed a release and all that kind
but,
of stuff.
You know, give us a call back when you get a chance and just give us more details, like how, you know, you knew that you were going to be involved in this movie, you know.
What scene were you in?
Was Shia LaBeouf drunk? you know, because normally you are, right, Bear? Cool stuff, man. Yeah. Congratulations on that.
Awesome.
Very, very cool. Give us a call back. Give us more details. We'd love to hear about it. And, you know, and I guess that's it, man. What more can we say? We want to hear more.
Yeah.
Are we done?
We're done. We are over the 30-minute mark.
Oh, crap. Sorry, guys. But, hey, the voicemails come in. We got to address them.
That's
we're going
right.
to do our best.
That's right.
That's it. We got to get out of here. I got to go prepare for the summit.
Yeah. We're going to get ready.
Thanks, everybody, for your emails, phone calls, comments, support. And, talk to you next week after the summit.
We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.